This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Broadcasting from Sedona, Arizona, a federal indictment handed down against a U.S. congressman from New York. We'll tell you about that during the show. Plus, we're going to dive into the mailbag, plus a conversation about kids and finance. Wouldn't it be great if they started early? And we continue a conversation with Campbell McLaren about Combate Americas. It's really cool what it combines, mixed martial arts, UFC, that kind of thing. I could have used some training in mixed martial arts and UFC, I think, for what I did today. I feel like I need to tell you a little bit more about climbing Bell Rock. I'm in Sedona, as you know, and I've mentioned that now a few different times. My friends have gathered together to celebrate my pre-release of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. In fact, if you're listening right now, and you are, across America, I hope, go to KateDelaneySpeaker.com, KateDelaneySpeaker.com, and you can pre-order my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, and you'll get a copy of my other book, my tip book, and I'll send both of them to you for the cost of one, basically. But anyway, we're celebrating the release of this year-long effort in Deal Your Own Destiny, published by Forbes. So excited about it. So we climbed Bell Rock today. Bell Rock is one of Sedona's most known vortex meditation sites, they call it. They call it an upflow area, or they call it electric or masculine. They say it's best for serenity and solving problems from a higher perspective, because you're climbing. Climbing, right? For decades, people from around the world have used Bell Rock for reflection and inspiration. How about that? You know what they tell you? It's not necessary to go to the top of Bell Rock. Bell Rock has many levels. I went up way too many levels today, although I think I probably lost 20 pounds somehow in climbing up and down. It was incredible. It was an incredible feeling to look around and to see just how beautiful this area is and these amazing red rocks. And I said this in another hour, but if you missed it, you know, I grew up in the Northeast in a big city, but a historic city outside of Philadelphia. And I've had the pleasure to live in the South, and I love my friends from the South, and I love the South. Just coming back from NOLA, how much the people there mean so much to me, in Charleston and Mississippi, you are the heart and soul. And then in the Midwest, Missouri and Illinois, I'm going up to Chicago. And I mean, really, we have a great country. And this is why I do America Tonight. Because I say, whether you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, for goodness sake, can't we have the conversation? And I've been having that conversation, believe it or not, for a decade here on America Tonight. So thank you for supporting the show. If you have any thoughts, you can always send them to me at katedelaneyradio.com. So let's talk about the congressman. Congressman Chris Collins arrested Wednesday morning. A federal grand jury indicted him on insider trading charges as well as lying to federal agents. He and his co-defendants surrendered on Wednesday morning in Manhattan. They were arraigned in a Manhattan federal court, and the charges stem from, you know, some really crazy stuff. The indictment charges that Collins and his son and Stephen Zakarski, the father of Cameron, his son, Collins' son, fiance, they're charging them with wire fraud, conspiracy to commit securities fraud, and seven counts of securities fraud. So insider trading. And it was a company, an Australian biotech company, which they were associated with. He got information. The son had information. Then the son took the information, allegedly sold 1.78 million Innate, is the name of the company, Innate shares shortly before the bad news was made public in June of 2017. And of course the share prices plummeted, so they made money and they avoided losses of $768,000 plus, and that's what the SEC filed on them. And by the way, the company is known as there was an experimental drug they were working on, this compound called MIS-416. It was a treatment for second stage multiple sclerosis, and the clinical trials were to determine if the compound was safe and effective, and it started in 2014. So what they found was that obviously what happened with the trials and whether or not they were going to work. So I guess the trials had determined the compound that they used in the stuff lacked therapeutic effectiveness. So, boom, they found out that information, and then the rest is history. Allegedly, they avoided those losses. So there you have it. Big, big bombshell news, though, certainly on the day. So what else is cooking includes the fact that, since we're on medicine for a second, there was a story that I read today about CVS is going to offer nationwide telemedicine service. So what does that mean? Think about when you like have a sore throat, something's going on, you don't know what it is, you need advice. I kind of love this idea. I don't know how it'll work, but diagnosis, right? So they're going to offer a way to for the easy to diagnose maladies and other medical issues through a smartphone app, and conditions like colds, flu, skin issues, general kind of wellness, nothing in depth. I love it. It's going to cost, I guess, $59 and can be paid by credit card or debit card, and it's going to be on smartphones. So think about it. They're close to apparently acquiring health insurance from Aetna, so that would cover that, and it definitely reflects more of an expansion of those CVS MinuteClinic things that they do, and it could work well. I could see that there could be some catches with it, and the idea would be diagnosing the really simple stuff. If it got more complicated, I mean, you would have to see a doctor. There's no question about that. You know, absolutely none. All right, tariffs and the Prez. This has been a big bone of contention for several companies. A South Carolina company just was there, blames the president's tariffs for possible plant closure and layoffs. So the Element Electronics plant in Winnsboro, one of the biggest employers in Fairfield County, is saying unless its parts are removed from the tariffs list, it will be forced to close down and lay off 126 people. The president has, of course, beefed up his war with China over trade, as we all know, threatening to more than double tariffs on the $200 billion of Chinese goods, which would be, let me do my math, a 25% tariff on $16 billion in Chinese imports, which is set to go up and kick into effect later this month. So, yes, there are companies being affected by these tariffs. And it's a great question. Thumbs up or thumbs down with what the president is doing? I think it's kind of split in this audience based on some of the emails that I've gotten. And, in fact, coming up next, we will dive into the mailbag. And then coming up on the show, and I mentioned this, we're going to talk about kids and finance with somebody from PricewaterhouseCoopers, and really, how vital is that? In this conversation with Shannon Schuyler, thinking about when I was a kid opening my first bank account and what a big deal that was, and my mother trying to teach me the value of money and saving and how you earned money and all that kind of stuff. And I think we don't do enough with what we could do with finance, because, you know, you're in charge, I'm in charge, and sometimes we feel like no one's in charge. I mean, we do, right? Absolutely. And like I mentioned, Campbell McLaren will stop by too. I made the crack that I wish I had some of those skills when I was climbing Bell Rock today. I am so bloody proud of myself, though, because I did it. And I saw all kinds of people and met all kinds of people from Minnesota and New Jersey and other places who are climbing the rock as well. So stay with us. Much more coming up next on America Tonight.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working waiting for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This might be my favorite part of the show when I get to hear from all of you. And a quick reminder about a couple of things here from America Tonight. One, if you have comments about the show or you want to hit me up on the mailbag, you go to katedelaneyradio.com, put in your email information, and there's a comment section, and I check them daily. So I will check your comments, and we will use some of them on the air. And I thank everybody who sends me emails, and that's probably the best way for you to send me your thoughts. And the other thing is, you may know this, I wrote a book called Deal Your Own Destiny. So excited about it. It was a year-long process with Forbes. You know, we have our segment, and that's coming up with Campbell McLaren, this, you know, this second part of my conversation and Greg's conversation with him about Combate Americas. We talked to all kinds of business people and philanthropic people. Really kind of fun. Not kind of, it's really fun stuff. But anyway, Forbes did my book called Deal Your Own Destiny. And Deal Your Own Destiny, you know, how to become extraordinary to increase your odds and make that happen. And I'm so excited about this book. I cannot tell you. If you want to order a copy of it, go to KateDelaneySpeaker.com. And in the new book, I weave business advice with personal insight from my life and career as a talk show host and a sports commentator, business and political person and entrepreneur. My story shows you what you can accomplish through directed action and dedication, how you can overcome obstacles and uncertainty, emerge on the other side much stronger than ever. And it's supposed to be inspirational. I feel it is. I'm so proud of this book. I can't tell you. And there you go. So if you want a copy of it, you also get a free autographed copy of both books, but my tip book too as well. So go to katedelaneyspeaker.com, and this is just pre-sale before it goes out to the mainstream. So grab your copy now. So let's dive into the mailbag. And in the mailbag, we have this. We have this from John, who's listening in Charleston. So thank you for that. He knows I'm a fan of Charleston. Kate, I think it's so sad what's happening to that plant in Winnsboro. The fact that because they need this part, it's one little part, but unless the parts are not on the terrace, tariff lists, they can't afford it, so they're going to have to close down and lay off people. And it's a small amount of people, I guess, compared to some of the other companies, but it's sad for those people that have been there for a very long time. And I don't know, I'm so mixed on the tariff, because I like that Trump is standing tall and saying, forget about it, we're not going to get away with this. But on the other hand, I hate that so many people are getting squeezed, and then ultimately the American people will feel the effects of that. Well, I think you're right about the American people are going to feel the effects, and I think without a doubt it's sad for anybody to lose their job because of parts and tariffs and closing a plant, and think of people who worked there and probably thought they were secure. I mean, you know, that's the misnomer, that we all think we're secure, I guess. But the new tariffs take place on August 23rd, and it's going to impact 279 product lines, to give you an idea, down from the original 284 that were proposed back in June. So, you know, this company is the only USA assembler of televisions, so they think the inclusion of their parts on the list affects products as accidental and resolvable. So they're hoping that, you know, with this letter to the South Carolina Department of Employment and really trying to raise the stakes, that won't happen, because they're saying it shouldn't happen and it's awful. You know, a nuclear power plant project was abandoned, a textile mill closed, a Walmart, all that stuff in this county. So this is a very poor and troubled area, Fairfield County. It would be a shame if that happened, and it would have devastating consequences to an area who's already weak economically. All right, let's dive into another one. This one is from Tommy, and Tommy says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not, but I know you were talking about Chicago last week and all the deaths and how sad that was. Did you happen to see what Rahm Emanuel had to say, the mayor of Chicago, about the violence and the Chicago PD, and how much trouble they have identifying the shooters? I did see it. He was pretty emotional, Rahm Emanuel, I got to say. I mean, think what you want about him. And then the police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, they were calling on people, hey, speak up, cooperate with police. You know, over the weekend, 72 people were shot in the city, 12 fatally, a 17-year-old innocent girl. What country are we living in, you scumbag gang members? Why do you shoot into a crowd? I don't get it. I can't imagine being the mayor of that city. And I grew up loving Chicago. I have family all over Illinois. Anyway, Chicago recorded more than 1,400 homicides, 6,200 shooting incidents in 2016 and 2017, 325 murders this year, 20% fewer, they say, that at the same point in 2017, but it's still bad. And how do they, you know, this is the problem. Nobody is going to roll on anyone. Are you kidding? They think they'll get slaughtered. So when Rahm Emanuel gets emotional and says, you know, please, please help us speak up, what? Are you kidding? So that my family can get killed too? This is the problem. You know, there was even somebody in the hospital that they asked to identify the people who shot him. His name was Rommel Young, and he wouldn't give the name because, you know, listen, this is the thing. He has his own arrest record, and he has a felony conviction for drug possession, and he was charged with the, you know, with illegal possession of a firearm. And the bottom line is, it's like he says, I believe karma is vengeful. You feel me? And there you go. One day you're going to reap what you sow, is what he said. No snitching. And that's the bottom line. So in Chicago, if they're going to solve this riddle, it's not going to be by getting people to snitch. Though, no, they're not going to snitch for fear of retaliation. Right? All right, big story today on ride sharing. Uber and Lyft in New York, they're going to cap the amount of drivers that can offer that service. It's the first major city to cap the number of those drivers with those services, because what's happened is, of course, with the cab drivers, it's been awful for the cab drivers. They they are complaining that their routes have been taken, basically, because people are doing, especially millennials, but more than millennials, they're doing the two other options, Uber or Lyft. And I have to say, I've done both, but I have also ridden in cabs, and it is it's a catch-22 in some cases. You know what? It really, really is. All right, a couple of other things from our mailbag. This one from Trent, who says, Kate, I have to say, I heard you talking about Florida, and I heard you talking about the dead fish in the water, and it was so disappointing to hear that that's happening, and they're not seemingly, are they doing anything to clean up the beaches? What is the deal with that? And I just read a story about Naples, not too far from where you said you were, in Fort Myers, and they're talking about carcasses littering the shoreline, and you said something about that. Boy, that's so sad, and the dead sea turtle count, and this whole red tide. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. The dead sea turtle count is at 400. They're saying the red tide could last until 2019, and hundreds of sea turtles are washing up dead on the Florida beaches, and it is disheartening because those beaches are beautiful. You know, there's the beaches are. Fort Myers is beautiful. I just was there. And what is the effect of that? They're saying the effect is, for people that live there, they're saying the foul water is bad for respiratory, headaches, rashes, all kinds of other problems. And, you know, what do? This algae crisis, they're studying it. They're trying to figure it out. And I say figure it out as fast as you can because, you know, the federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention referred questions about the blooms to the Florida Department of Health, and they began reaching out to Lee County, which is where I was, more than 2 weeks ago, before being referred in an email to the state headquarters, and they're trying to, I guess they're trying to figure out, what do we do, how do we combat this? It's terrible, because you've got these things that are washing up, and it is this thing called red tide, and it's about 120 miles to the northeast of the Atlantic coast. They're talking about this also toxic algae bloom centered around the St. Lucie River. So you got these two rivers that drain the Everglades Lake and Okeechobee, and that's been part of the problem. And wow, oh wow, because I love that area. So let's get that figured out fast. Let's get that figured out as fast as possible. All right, again, a big reminder and thank you for all the emails. Please send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact and send your email and whatever it is you're thinking, and maybe your email will be read on the air. So stay with us. Much more coming your way. Kampate Americas. We're talking about it next on ATM with me, Kate Delaney.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A congressman has been indicted for insider trading.
Today, we announce criminal charges against Christopher Collins a United States congressman.
The New York Republican Chris Collins, his son, and the father of his son's fiancée has been indicted on charges of trading on news that no one else knew. United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Jeffrey Berman.
These charges are a reminder that this is a nation of laws and that everybody stands equal before the bar of justice.
The congressman was one of the first lawmakers to announce his support for presidential candidate Donald Trump. He is also now charged with lying to the FBI. In a statement, his attorney pointed out Collins himself is not accused of trading any stock. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Him back on again. It wasn't enough time. One segment, he could fill up hours and hours of this show. Campbell McLaren joins us again. He is the CEO of Combate Americas, the first U.S. Hispanic mixed martial arts sports franchise in history. Campbell, thanks so much for coming back on with us.
Kate, it's a pleasure. You've gotten so much better at saying Combate Americas than the last time.
You know what? My Spanish is a CSC. I lived in Spain for a year, so I had to get better at it. So there you go. You know, last time we were talking about the sport itself, I wanted to get more into the business. I know Greg Stebbin, my co-host, wanted to as well, but I have one last question for you. How about women? How about women fighters? Because as you know, Ronda Rousey, I get asked about her all the time, is off the charts huge. Even if the last time around she loses, tries to come back, loses again, people really gravitate toward her. She's a big name. Are we going to see some big names come out of Combate Americas?
Yeah, well, we're very, very focused on the women's division because I think it's the most exciting part of MMA right now. Ronda's a great example, right? You've got a very smart, very pretty, great athlete. So it's just an incredible force. And she's had her ups and downs last year. But, you know, one of the things that when I first realized how smart Ronda was It was a while back. She was doing an interview, and they said it was one of her first wins, and it was like, whatever, 40 seconds. And they said, did you have any problems in the fight? She said, the only problem was I was worried my sports bra was going to come off. And when she said that, I go, every guy listening went, the sports bra's come off? And that's, I go, that's when I realized she got every guy's attention right there. And then when you look at it, I think one of the advantages MMA gives women, and I think this is a huge advantage, is most women's sports, to an extent, are version of men's sports, which means they're versions of upper body sports. So in tennis, basketball, boxing, even golf, you're never going to see a woman compete on the level that men can because, look, the reality is men are stronger in their upper body in a much greater proportion to women. But MMA is a full body sport, so that balance, leverage, technique, strength below the hips, all these elements combine to give what might be the best sport for women. So I think you've got a physical advantage in MMA for women that they can compete on the highest level in a way that other men don't necessarily surpass. Now, obviously, I'm not suggesting men fight women, but what I am suggesting is that this is a great sport to use a woman's physical, mental techniques into making her the most exciting athlete. So that's what's very cool about women's MMA. The other thing is it plays perfectly into our cultural trends, too, because when I started the UFC, the Gracie family had something called Rape Safe, which essentially were escape techniques if you were attacked. You know, how to bend back a thumb and things to use leverage to make women safe in a very, you know, unpleasant close encounter. So that was sort of the approach back then. Don't let women be victims. I think now with girl power and the strong, strong, strong focus on feminism and women's issues, it's sort of flipped it around. It's not don't be a victim. It's a little bit be an aggressor. And I think women's MMA gives women the ability to go out and start the fight, not just try to get out of a fight. And I think psychologically, culturally, I think that's a very big difference. And I think I notice about women, when the guys fight, we recently had a fight, and this is a true story. Kevin Ioli wrote about it in Yahoo Sports. One of my guys, John Castaneda, came in with 3 days' notice. A fighter was hurt 3 days before the fight. And I called John. He's a great competitor. He said he would take the fight. He came in, and we were fighting in L.A. The first round, John took kind of a beating. And I saw in his eyes as he went to the corner, he goes, I didn't come here to get beat up. I actually came here to win the fight. And in the second round, he takes down his opponent, ends the fight. Great fight. As I go into the jaula, the cage, and the referee's about to raise his hand in victory, John leans over to me and says, Campbell, my opponent's having money troubles, and he's got two little kids. Give him my fight bonus. Mm-hmm. And I was amazed at that. I hadn't heard about that in any other sport, never encountered it in life. Two guys beat the crap out of each other, and then one guy gives his winnings to the other one. So I was always impressed by that martial arts spirit. The problem is with women is the guys hug it out at the end. Women are clearly furious. It's like, you slapped me, bitch. And I think the anger, it builds up these huge rematch possibilities. And it's a very different thing. It's like women do not forgive. The guys are like, yeah, whatever, you beat me up, you beat me up. We'll see you next time. And the women are like, I'm going to remember you forever, and I'm going to get revenge. And I found that to be a huge difference. And obviously, as a promoter, it's like gravy for me. It's fantastic. You know, animosity really sells tickets.
As a business guy, I mean, because this is a brilliant business creation. You started, again, almost 25 years ago. Were you ahead of the curve back then and you've stayed ahead of the curve? Or would it be more accurate to say you've actually for 25 years been defining the curve? Because culturally, our world looks a lot like this thing you created called UFC and now Combate Americas. I mean, we just had kind of a UFC presidential election. We have this kind of fighting everywhere, and I'm just wondering, can you look at it now and say, wow, 25 years ago, I never would have dreamed, or it's exactly what I thought would happen?
That is a great question. I'm not sure you guys have enough time for the answer, but I will say that the business side of this has changed greatly when Lorenzo Fertitta sold the UFC to Ari Emanuel and the KKR group of investors. So the business side is, if you like business and you like sports business, the business side of the story is equally fascinating to anything that happens in the cage. But I have a new investor in Combate named Joe Plumeri, and Joe is a very famous guy, ran Citibank, ran Travers Insurance, Willis Insurance. He's known as the guy in KKR. Henry Kravis is the second K in KKR, a huge leverage buyout company. He's known as the guy that fixes Henry's broken toys, including First Data, which is his most recent success, turning it from a subpar business to a multi-billion dollar business. So Joe came in, invested a lot in my company, and is now the chairman of my board. And Joe said, MMA works because society is angrier now. And, you know, I think there's a reality to it. I'm not sure I caused this, but I think I was certainly felt the mix. And, you know, the ante's continually being raised. Years ago, before I did the UFC, there was a nasty comedian, funny but nasty comedian named Andrew Dice Clay.
Yep.
And he got banned everywhere, including HBO, and you couldn't see him. And I put him on pay-per-view because he still had fans. You just literally couldn't see him on any established network. So we did very well with him. Andrew said to me at one point, he said, after you've seen X, you can't go back to R. And there's a lot of truth to that, and I think that's partially what we're seeing in society. My only complaint is there's no dialogue anymore. It's all like me. It's a continual output. So at some point, somebody's got to start listening again, so I'll take that as my own cue and start listening again.
You know, the thing is, we're here talking, and this is, you know, Forbes Books at Bedtime, so we're all about business, and I want to encourage our listeners to take what you said about the business story being as fascinating as what happens in the cage or in the ring, and understand that you have tapped into something, and I'm guessing sometimes you were driving and sometimes it was driving you, but you looked at it from a business perspective and hit Grand Slam. You continue to hit Grand Slam after Grand Slam. Slam after Grand Slam.
Well, I want to do this show every day. This is really good.
It's like, what is your life? Greg is great at that. Greg is great at that. If you need a setup man, he is your guy, Campbell. There's no question.
I am him.
Exactly.
My wife's number. You got to talk to her. I want you to do my introduction and tell my wife this kind of stuff. That would be excellent. Especially on my birthday or something.
I love that. We only have less than a minute left, but what is it that keeps you up at night? All your ideas?
No, I'll tell you, I have the very good problem that Combate is expanding so fast we can't keep up. It turns out we've become a giant hit in Mexico. We've got five times the ratings the UFC does in Mexico. And we have a huge offer from ESPN Latin America to go to South America. The big TV networks in South America inviting us to come in and do live shows. I was happy just to take over the Spanish side of the U.S. It seems like I'm going to be able to take over the whole hemisphere. So, you know, okay.
Like I said, universally recognized.
There you go.
I love it. Campbell McLaren, CEO of Combate Americas, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you both.
like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
America Tonight, and It's Your Business. Boy, this is an important topic, kids and money, kids and finances. We have Shannon Schuler with us. She's from PricewaterhouseCoopers. She's Chief Corporate Responsibility Officer with the company and also serves as the president of the PwC Charitable Foundation. So when we look at kids and finances, I just had this conversation with a friend of mine who has 5 kids, different ages, and is trying to teach them about money and about financial literacy. And April, by the way, is Financial Literacy Month, so perfect time to have a chat with Shannon. First of all, Shannon, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, well, thank you. As you said, it's an incredible topic and certainly very timely with this month.
Yeah, so when we look at the basic problem, why are kids and money, this seems so elementary, but why are they so clueless?
Well, generally they're clueless because we don't talk about money a whole lot at home, and we have an expectation that either they'll learn it somehow or from someone. It's also not being taught very widespread in schools. And so here's such an important issue that really shapes your future, your career decisions, your education decisions. And we're just not teaching people because we're uncomfortable talking about it, and we just don't have all the information needed to make sure that teachers are equipped and that parents are equipped to teach these young leaders that are up and coming.
Yeah, what did PricewaterhouseCoopers find? Because you've done lots of studies on this.
We have. I mean, the one thing that we've really tried to look at is what's happening and what's changing. And a new study that we just put out was around what do teachers think about this and has this evolved over the years. And probably one of the most interesting findings is that millennial teachers really feel that this is something that should be taught starting in the elementary school, and much more so than their older colleagues, at a percentage of 62% to 51%. So millennials as a generation tend to be one of the generations that's actually least equipped financially and has the least financial understanding. But millennial teachers are really saying, gosh, we know we're not good at this and we haven't been taught this. And so we want to figure out how to actually teach it in the classroom.
Yeah. What happens when these kids fall through the cracks and they don't even have the basic financial skills that you need, let's face it, to navigate through life?
Well, what happens, and especially now with technology, so there's so many decisions that you can make, and now with technology, there's a lot of very bad decisions you can make very quickly. And what we're finding is that the generation now is really looking at more risky behavior. So they're going back and they're using payday loans. They're not signing up for their company's retirement funds, and if they are, they're using it really like a savings account. They're taking it out. And they're actually now starting to use pawn shops, even college-educated millennials, more so than ever before. So they're just saying, how do I get the money? I need it now, because they haven't had the education to really figure out how to be able to save and maintain for the future.
Wow. So as you look at that, boy, that's interesting, especially with the teachers, as you say. I would assume even some of the teachers who have been around for a long time are starting to see that this is a problem too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And they continue to say, we need curriculum, we need some standards, we need training for teachers. And the other thing that they're really starting to understand is they're saying we need take-home materials for parents. Because unlike when a teacher teaches algebra or you teach history, you may talk about it at home, but you don't have a parent saying, no, that's not how you do it, or doing incorrect algebra problems or trying to rewrite history. But when you teach financial literacy in school and teachers are trying, when the student goes home, they see their parents aren't budgeting, their parents aren't saving, their parents are maxing out their credit cards. And so it's not able to really be sticky because they don't see it at work.
Yeah. Here's a great question. So with the studies that you've done, when should this start? When should we start preparing kids for this?
I think it's most important to start as young as you can. I mean, I have a 3.5-year-old, and right now we're talking about behavior, right? It doesn't start out talking about dollars and coins. It talks about long-term versus short-term. So even the old have one marshmallow today or two marshmallows tomorrow. Uh-huh. So you can start talking about delayed gratification, because really good financial decision-making is just that. It's decision-making. It's making sure that you're thinking through what steps, and that will work for you, whether it's financial issues down the road or any kind of decisions you're trying to make as you go through your life and your career.
Yeah, and you found with your study some pretty hardcore, very bleak numbers. What were they?
Well, we know that 92% of teachers really believe that financial education should be taught somewhere within K through 12, but it only is happening about 12% of the time. And so you have people who really want to teach it. They want it to be a part of it, but one, they know it's not. And then also they're not comfortable teaching it. And so you only have about 31% that are even comfortable teaching the topic, and then others are either moderately or not comfortable at all. And so we really have to equip teachers, regardless of the courses that they teach, about some of the basics and some of the rules that go around with budgeting and savings and really reading what people are signing and looking for future state versus where they are right now. And that's not happening to the degree that it should be, although I do believe that these millennial teachers are really saying, we're going to do this. We're going to do it. And they're actually, because they're so good at technology, using vehicles for crowdfunding and crowdsourcing to get money to be able to learn more and to be able to teach financial capabilities.
Yeah, which is great. You know, I was thinking this the other day, too. It may depend on the school, the district that you're in, because we know how different states operate, different school boards operate. And for people listening to us, it would probably behoove a lot of them if they raised the question themselves and went to some of these school board meetings. Don't you think that would help?
Oh, absolutely. Right now, there's about 17 states that mandate financial education at some point before the student graduates from high school. Now, for some, they're very good courses. For others, they teach it once over an hour period, and they check the box and move on. but at least it's somewhere embedded. And so there's a lot more states to go to really say this is important. And one of the things that the teachers in our most recent study, they said that we can't always teach it because it's still not viewed as a true life skill. And I don't know how else to indicate that being able to save for your future and to be able to be financially secure and successful seems like a life skill to me. And so we certainly have to get that through to more people.
Yeah, I think what you raised and what the study found, is especially when you're talking about payday loans and treating your 401k like it's a bank account. I mean, those are learned behaviors. There's something missing there, and obviously you've tapped into this with your study and found that the frankly the financial literacy out there is not good.
No, it's not. And it's certainly with those risky behaviors, as well as when you look just at normal issues around people being delinquent on their credit card payments, they're overdrawn with their savings and checking accounts. And what we really found is this generation, more than any others, is really feeling so shackled by the burdens of their loans, their college loans, that no other generation has had. And unfortunately, we have not equipped them to figure out not only how to repay that, but to repay that and figure out where they're going to live and figure out how they're going to still have experiences with their friends and figure out how to save for the future. All those things weren't done together, and so now they're flailing a bit.
Yeah, great information, definitely eye-opening. Shannon Schuler from PricewaterhouseCoopers, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And let me give you some of those numbers. And that was great stuff that Shannon was just talking about, because certainly we know that, look at the future and how dismal is it when there is obviously a critical lack of financial education. And here's some of what they found. 70% of teachers, will reemphasize that again, in states like California and Texas say they don't feel qualified to teach financial education. That was one of the things Shannon was talking about. Nationally, the number's not great. 92% of K through 12 teachers believe this subject should be taught in schools, but only 12% are actually tackling that job. And, oh, man, it really resonates with me when we're talking about kids being pulled in to financial situations that they just keep going down that dark rabbit hole where no one's explaining, because you see payday loans all over the place and they think, oh, I need the money, get the money. Or they don't sign up. What was really troubling that Shannon said to me is they don't sign up for their company's programs, their retirement programs, knowing that if you do that, how many years you're there, imagine, at least there is some money there. As many of us know, what a lifesaver, what a net that has become, for so many people. So I think it's with this literacy month, financial literacy month, I think it's so vital to rethink this in our schools. In as much as there are so many wonderful teachers out there and amazing subjects that are being taught, in the era that we're in, it's very critical when you look at technology and you look at the possibilities of just how deep, at a very young age, some of these boys and girls can pull themselves down that path that's really hard to turn around and takes years and years and years, because what's the advantage? They have youth in planning for their future. So good stuff. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.